Good morning. Have you ever seen those big poofy flowers? They're on like a big pretty green bush, and sometimes they're blue and sometimes they're purple. Sometimes they're pink and sometimes they're white. And all of that is determined by the soil that the plant is in. Well, those are called hydrangeas. And I learned this really cool trick a couple years ago about how to bring hydrangeas that you've clipped and put in a vase, how to bring them back to life. And I was really doubtful until it did it. What you do is you snip off the ends of the stems you've already cut and put in your vase, like when they're hanging over the vase because they're so droopy you think they're dead. You snip off the base of the stem and then you put them in boiling water for just a few seconds. And then you take them out and you put them in really cold water. And then you wait. And it's unbelievable. They go from hanging over the edge of the vase to standing straight back up again. You can't do it, but so many times, eventually the plant won't respond to that. But it works. And I couldn't help think about those hydrangeas when I was looking at our scriptures for today. And in the Old Testament scripture, Isaiah is telling the Israelites who are just being treated terribly, and they're trying to figure out how to get away and get out of this place. He says, trust me, hang on, God's coming, and he's going to do something new. Something new. And then if you skip forward to the New Testament, scripture in John, Jesus is actually about to celebrate Passover. And Passover is the celebration of how, back in Isaiah's day, God did deliver, well, not Isaiah's day, but back in the Old Testament days, God did deliver the people of Israel out from those terrible conditions. He did it through Moses. And so fast forward, we're back with Jesus, and he's about to celebrate. But right now in this scripture, he's having dinner with his buddy Lazarus. Okay, Lazarus is like the poster child for something new, because Lazarus is the guy that Jesus raised from the dead. He resurrected Lazarus. And so it made me think about these hydrangeas. Now, what I then started to think about is that there is so much awfulness going on in the country of Ukraine. It's terrible. And there's a lot of death and there's a lot of destruction. And we don't know what the future holds for those people. But there's a bright spot. God's Hidden Treasures is a group of volunteers and staff who were created by a woman named Nina Hansen, who's from the United States. Years ago, it was in her heart to serve people in Ukraine who didn't have what they needed, either children who didn't have parents, people with physical disabilities who didn't have wheelchairs, or older people who didn't have medical attention. And she and her staff have been doing that for years. When the war broke out, Nita was here in the United States talking about their program. Her friends, her staff, her volunteers, all of the people they served were right in the middle of what's going on. Many of them have left the country, but many of them have stayed. And instead of God's hidden treasures in the middle of death and destruction, giving up and becoming a part of death and destruction, they trusted God to lead them and to bring them into something new. And he did. Through them, he resurrected the mission of God's Hidden Treasures. And now, not only do they're still there and they're still building wheelchairs for people, and who knows what else they're still doing there, they have converted their vans into humanitarian delivery vehicles. And they have volunteers driving those vans and crossing into other countries with Ukrainian refugees and coming back into Ukraine with medical supplies, water purification tablets, all kinds of humanitarian aid. And so talk about resurrection and talk about newness out of death and destruction. I just had to share that today in the middle of all the other things that we're talking about and what our scriptures say. Let's pray for the people of Ukraine and for Nita and God's hidden treasures and for the people of Russia. Let's pray for the leaders of all of these countries who have such hard decisions to make. And let's pray for the military of both of these countries. And let's pray for an end to it. Dear Lord, we do not understand everything, but like Isaiah asked the Israelites to do, we will wait. We will do things along the way to help, but we will wait and we will look for the resurrection of either a new idea, a new time, new love, new joy. We will wait. In your name we pray. Amen.